Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The city of Kenai will reopen the Spruce Bark Beetle Slash Disposal Site on Friday, May 19th at 10 a.m. The Slash Disposal Site provides a location for individual homeowners to discard beetle-killed trees and other tree slash, no trash or tree stumps allowed, and is located at mile 13 of the Kenai Spur Highway just past the soccer fields. The site will not be available for commercial operators and will be open Thursday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with funding from the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, Division of Forestry, to support spruce beetle mitigation and hazard fuel reduction, the city first opened the Spruce Bark Beetle Slash Disposal Site in 2022. The city was one of the first communities to establish a slash disposal site, a goal of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Community Wildfire Protection Plan. The city plans to operate the site and make it available to community members for 3 years beginning in 2022. The city will plan to operate the site until October 2nd, 2023, or until such time as the site is full. For more information, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. A resolution was adopted by the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly to commend Christine Hutchinson for her contributions to the city of Kenai. Christine passed away peacefully in her home on Thursday, April 27th. In her 74 years, she accomplished many things, including all the contributions she gave to the community. Borough Mayor Peter Machicki offered a statement in remembrance of Christine Hutchinson.
We were sad to hear about the loss of Christine Hutchinson on April 27th. And whether you all know this or not, you knew Christine fairly well. She was frequently attending Borough Assembly meetings, City Council meetings, attended every public meeting I ever held the entire time I was in the legislature. She was animated, which I think was by design. She kept your attention on the subject at hand. You may not have always agreed with Christine. I'm married. I don't always agree with my wife, but we have a great relationship anyway, and that was the case with me and Christine. She was a watchdog and very involved in the process and brought a lot of other people to the process. She liked to inform people on the facts, and she was just a great friend.
Christine served the community in many ways as an active member of the Kenai New Life Church and the City of Kenai's Harbor Commission, as director of Peninsula Crime Stoppers, and as the Region 6 representative for the Alaska Republican Party. Christine also contributed much of her time and energy in all the aspects of her local, state, and federal politics to inform others about issues and candidates, and consistently reminded others about the core values in all three branches of our government. Mayor Machicki read the memoriam in part.
Christine believed, as did President Reagan, that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction, and therefore worked diligently to encourage and inspire others' active participation in government.
Christine served as a model respectful citizen and conservative activist with energy, kindness, humor, and respect for our system and institutions. Mayor Machicki organized a standing moment of silence followed by a joyful applause for her contribution to the community. Alaska lawmakers on Wednesday passed legislation that seeks to block state and local officials from closing gun stores during disasters declared by the governor unless such closures apply to all other businesses. The bill HB 61 is a response to business closures in Alaska and other states during the pandemic, according to a statement from House Speaker Kathy Tilton, a Wasilla Republican, and the bill's sponsor. Several other states have adopted similar bills. The bill was one of the last debated by lawmakers in the waning days of the 121-day regular legislative session, which was set to end Wednesday. It was backed by the lobbying arm of the National Rifle Association and criticized as a special rights bill by State Senator Jesse Keel, a Juneau Democrat. The measure passed the Senate 17-3 on Tuesday and was returned to the House for a concurrence vote. The House agreed 28-12 to pass the bill late Wednesday. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.